Today's Shir Masechta Menachos, Daf Ayin Tes. And we will begin on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, as we continue learning the halachas of the carbon tie, the shach, the chutzal zmanim, the chutzal mekaymai, if somebody shechted the carbon tie with a machshav of chutzal zmanai, which makes the carbon into pigle, if somebody were to eat that carbon, he would be chayiv karetz. Or he shechted at chutz l'mkaymai, the halacha is kidesh alechem. The lechem still becomes kaddish. However, shacht of him is treifa. If he shechted the animal and it would turn out to be a treifa, and as we've learned in the previous year, the shechita is what makes the lechem kaddish. The Mishnah on top of the Amud taught us that, like kiddush alechem. And the basic explanation of the Mishnah, as we get deeper into the Gemara, is that if the shechita was done in a disqualified manner, however, the halacha will be for that shechita, im ala, that if it's put on the mizbeach, loy teret, it remains there, then the halacha is that kidesh alechem. The lechem becomes kaddish. But if the shechita was done in a manner where even if im ala, if this carbon was put on the mizbeach, yeret, it should be removed, then loy kidesh alechem, the lechem doesn't become kaddish. And therefore, going back and understanding this Mishnah, chutzal zmanai v'chutzal mekaymai, since the halacha is that these types of disqualifications, imala loy tered, that's why kiddush halachem. On the other hand, shacht of nimtzus treifa, loy kiddush halachem. Shacht of nimtzus baal smum, if it was baal mum, Rebbe Elazar im kiddush, it's still, the lechem is kaddish, v'chamar im loy kiddush. And as we'll see in the Gemara, the obvious question is, we know that if the animal is found to be a baal mum, the halacha is im olaf, even if it's put on the mizbeach teir, it should be removed. According to the way we're explaining the Mishnah, if the halacha is im olaf teirid, then the halacha ought to be like kiddush alechem. We'll try to understand the answer soon. Continues the Mishnah. V'chein eil ha-meluim. We know that with the meluim that were brought during the Shiva Shemei Meluim, they had to bring different breads. The Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, we've discussed numerous times, that the Shnei Kivsei that are brought on Shavuos, along with them, came the Shtei Alechem. So again, the Kedusha of the Lechem depends on the Shechita of the Kabbanis. As we learned in our previous Urim, there's a special rule, Sheshachton L'Shloi L'Shman, even if they were Shechter Shloi L'Shman, and even though the Halach is by Shloi L'Shman also, like Tayrid, still like Kiddush Alechem. The Sfasemes and other Achroinim ask the following question. We go back to the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, when we first learned the concept of Shloi Lishma. We learned there are two situations of Shloi Lishma. One type of Shloi Lishma is that you didn't have our Gemara, our Mishnah, instead of you're shechting a carbon taida, but you didn't have a mind that's a carbon taida, you had a mind that it's carbon, a different type of carbon, it's carbon shlomim, which is known as shinui kodesh. That clearly is the subject of our Mishnah, that the Mishnah, as we've learned previously, the halacha is the loy kidesh alechem. However, what would be the halacha if there was a machshava of shinui bailam? That means that the person had a machshava, it's Reuven's taida, and he had in mind Shimon. How is that to be on, what would be the halacha? On one hand, an argument can be made that our Mishnah is teaching us that if it was brought Shloi Lishma, like Kidesh Alechem, and the Mishnah doesn't differentiate what type of Shloi Lishma it was. And that's really the way the Chazon Ish understands the Mishnah. However, the Sfasemes suggests that only when you had in mind a different type of carbon. So let's understand why like Kidesh Alechem. Because only a Taida comes along with Lechem, and therefore only a Taida can be Mekadosh to Lechem. And if you had in mind the Shlomim, it's not Mekadosh to Lechem. But if instead of having in mind Reuven, you had in mind Shimon, but you still had in mind it's a Taida. And once you had in mind it's a Taida is Mekadosh Alechem. And therefore maybe Shinui Bailam should be treated differently. Says the Gemara, Masnitzin Mani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara Meir. It follows the opinion of Ramei, because as we're going to see in the Gemara now, there were different opinions amongst the Tanoim regarding the subject matter discussed in our Mishnah. The Tanan. the Tanya, as Ramea teaches us in the Braisa. Zaklal. Kol shepsul kodem shechita, if the disqualification came before shechita, loy kidesh alechem. However, ipsula achas shechita, if the disqualification only came later, kidesh alechem. And therefore, shechta chutzlos manay v'chutzlos koymar, when you shechted with a machshava of chutzlos manay, or you had a machshava of chutzlom koymai. And of course, when we speak about chutzlom koymai, it can be mean in one of two ways. It can mean either that you had a mind to eat it outside of the proper place, or you had a mind to do the avoda outside of the proper place. So there, kiddush alechem. Why? Because by definition, that psul only begins at shechita. You can't have a machshava only during the shechita, or maybe even during one of the later avodas, kabbalah lochas richa. However, shechtav nimtzus treifa, if you shechted it and it became a treifa, like kiddush halechem, because that disqualification obviously was there from before. Shechtav nimtzus balas mum. What about if you shechted it and you found that it's a balas mum? Reb Elazar oimer kaddish, it's still going to be mekaddish the lechem. Reb Shmuel oimer like kaddish, that the lechem will not be kaddish. And obviously the question is, shechtav nimtzus balas mum is a psul before the shechita. Why is kiddush alechem? We'll get to the answer in a moment. Amar Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Lo nechlku Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, there is no disagreement. Al sheshochta v'nimtzus treifa. In a situation where the animal was geshochten and it was a treifa, so there certainly, since the disqualification was there prior to the shechita, that certainly shloi kiddush, that the lechem is not kiddush. Furthermore, al chutz lezmanoi shekiddush. That if the machshava was a machshava chutz lezmanoi, it is mekadesh, because as we just learned, that disqualification came at the only during the shechita or later. Furthermore, his opinion is abamum shloi kiddush, that abamum is not mekadesh. Why? Very much in line, because the psula abamum was there from before. Aman nechlaku, what is the subject of the machloikis of Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua? Al chutz lemekaymei. A situation of chutz lemekaymei, when there's machshavas chutz lemekaymei. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar's opinion is, kiddush. Machshavas chutz lemekaymei is treated like machshavas chutz lezmanoi. And just like machshavas chutz lezmanoi is mekaddish, so is machshavas of chutz lemekaymei. Yeshua Omer, like kiddush. And the Gemara goes in to explain the basis of their dispute. Omer Rabbi Elazar, hoil chutz lezmanoi pasul. Machshavas chutz lezmanoi is a disqualification. The chutz lemekaymei pasul. And machshavas chutz lezmanoi is a disqualification. Therefore, he says, ma chutz lezmanoi kiddush, just like chutz lezmanoi, even though there's that disqualification, the lechem is kadosh, af chutz lemekaymei, so too is the same halacha that's kiddush. Rabbi Shua disagrees. He says, hoil b'chutz lemekaymei pasul, just like chutz lemekaymei is pasul, and we just learned about mum is pasul. Baba mum, we learned that if the disqualification is that the carbon is bamum, then the aloch is like kadosh, that the lechem is not kadosh. Similarly, he says, af chutz mekaymei, the aloch is like kadosh. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Yeshua, ani the mesihu, I've compared chutz lemekaymei to chutz lezmanoi. Va'ata demisa, but you, however, have compared chutz lemekaymei lebamum. Says Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Yeshua, Nirlami daima. What is a bad match? Im daimul chutz lezmanoi. If we'll say chutz lezmanoi is a better match than a daimul chutz lezmanoi, we'll give chutz lemekaymei the same rule as chutz lezmanoi. If, on the other hand, daimul abalmum, it's compared to balmum, then if it's a better match to balmum, the daim abalmum, it should get the same din as a balmum. That is the basis, says Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, for us to resolve how to look at this situation. So says Rabbi Elazar, Hischa Rabbi Elazar Lodin, so Rabbi Elazar made the following argument. Donin, pso machshava, me pso machshava. Chutz lezmanoi involves a machshava, an improper machshava. Chutz lemekaymei involves a pso, improper machshava. And therefore, that's the better match. Vein donin versus comparing pso machshava and pso haguf. Pso chutz lemekaymei, which is a psul of machshava, to a psul of balmum, which is a psul in the animal itself. says Rabbi Yeshua Terbeleza, Hesker Yeshua Laden, you're wrong. Donan psol shem bekaris, be psol shem bekaris. The halacha is, we've learned numerous times, that if one, Rachman Slan, eats a carbon, that's pigle. Chutzl zmanoi, there's a chiv karis. Whereas, by chutzl mkaimoi, it's possible, but there is no chiv karis. And so too, if one brought a carbon that's a balmum, there's no chiv karis. And therefore, says Rabbi Shua, donim psul shem bekaris, by psul shem bekaris, it's better to match the chutzl zmanoi to the chutzl mkaimoi, to balmum, versus comparing it to chutzlus manoi, shepsul shiyesh bekaris. One argument. Void. Furthermore, says Rabbi Shua Terbeleza, the dynam is shloi lishma. It's better to compare it to shloi lishma, shepsul machshava vein bekaris. What are you saying? What is the basis of your opinion, says Rabbi Shua Terbeleza? Because you hold that psul Shloi l'shma, shloi l'zmanoi, and shloi l'mkaima are a great match, because they both involve machshava. I'll get you a match with machshava. You know what's a match with machshava? Shloi l'shma. And there halacha we just learned in the Mishnah is, like kiddush alechem. So you got everything you want. It's a psul machshava, it's aimed by kareis, and therefore that's what we should compare shloi l'mkaima to, and therefore halacha by shloi l'mkaima should be like kiddush alechem. The shasuk Rebelezer, and Rebelezer ultimately was quiet. Rabbi Elazar agrees that a psul of shloim mekaymai, ultimately he agreed to Rabbi Yeshua should be treated like shloim, should be treated like balmum, or should be treated shloim lishma, and halacha is like kaddish alachem. A number of very important points to make. One is that the Gemara is teaching us, and this issue will come up again soon, that there are two ways of understanding why by shloim mekaymai like kiddish alachem. One is because we compare it to Balmum, or do we compare it to Shloi Lishma? Is there a nafkamina and a halacha to which we compare it to? Say the Mefarshim is a very big nafkamina. By Balmum, the halacha is an Ola Teret. By Shloi Lishma, going back to the first Mishnah, Masech Tzvachim, an Ola Loi Teret. So it makes a very big difference who you're going to learn Shloi Mekaymei from. If you're going to learn it from Balmum, the halacha will be, it should be removed if it was put on the Mizbeach. If you're going to learn it from Shloi Lishma, if it was put on the Mizbeach improperly, it should remain there. Another very important point. This question bothered me. I was very happy to find that the Mefarshim asked this question. Let's look at this Gemara. We have here the following situation. We have Shloi, we have Machshava Shloi Bezmanoi, we have a Machshava Shloi Bezmanoi. Which is a bigger Machshava? Which is the worst Machshava? Everybody knows that Shloi Bezmanoi is a bigger problem. By Shloim Zmanah, there's Karis. By Shloim Kaimah, there's no Karis. Yet, what is the maskon of our Gemara? The Shloim Zmanah, which is such a serious avail that you get Karis for, Kidei Shalachem. And Shloim Kaimah, which is not a serious of avail, proof being that there's no Kiv Karis, Loi Kidei Shalachem. How does it make sense? So, as I said, the Achronim are very troubled trying to understand this Gemara because of this obvious question. So that I saw there are a number of approaches. I'll say two. One approach is that even though correctly Shloi Bezmanoi is a bigger Aveira, so to speak, but where does Shloi Bezmanoi play itself out? It's all within the confines of the Azara. He doesn't have a mind to take it to the wrong place. As long as the carbon is kept within the confines of the Azara, the carbon is fine. Whereas Shloi Mekaymai may not be as a series of Aveira, but you're taking it out from the proper place, that's why it's like Kiddush Alechem. That's one machshava. That's one approach. And there's a little more of a lomdish approach. It goes back to a fundamental halacha that we've learned regarding pigel. The halacha by pigel is that a carbon is not pigel, this is one of the most fundamental rules in pigel, unless you did everything else right. The wording is achi ratzel lepigulai. If you do everything right, the shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, then the carbon can become pigel. Otherwise, it can't become pigel. There is no such halacha by shleim kaimai. So the chumrah of pigel brings the kula. The kasha is the teretz, and the teretz is the kasha. Because pigel, everything else was done perfectly right. Because if it wouldn't be done perfectly right, it wouldn't be pigel. That's why it has the ability to be mekadesh the lechem. Whereas by shleim kaimai, you don't have such a rule. So it wasn't all done perfectly right, or it doesn't make a difference if it was or it wasn't. That's why, like, Kiddush HaLechem doesn't have the ability to be Kaddish HaLechem. One more point. Taisus Kasha. Now Taisus here. Taisus Sachta Zvachem. We learned, and this issue kept on coming up many times in Sachta Zvachem. It's actually a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the halacha is that chutz l'zmanoi, if it's put on the Mizbeach, and malaloi teret. Chutz makayma is the same rule. And the Mishnah and the Gemara in Masechta Zvachim keep on learning the halachas of chutz l'zmanoi from chutz makayma, chutz makayma from chutz l'zmanoi. The sugyas were intertwined. Yet our Gemara is saying that you can't learn chutz makayma from chutz l'zmanoi. Our Gemara just said you can't learn that. So how do we understand what happened to all those sugyas? So there's three answers to this question that I saw, that more probably. One answer is that Gemara is going according to Rameya. The first opinion of today's Shir Rameya says we do learn Chutz L'Mkaymei and Chutz L'Zmanai. Those sugyas follow Rameya's opinion. Another teretz is that strictly by carbon taida, we're talking about the lechem, which is not really the carbon itself. It's only, so to speak, connected to the carbon. There we differentiate, we don't learn Chutz L'Zmanai, Chutz L'Mkaymei. Whereas, in Masechta Zvachim, we weren't talking about the lechem, we were talking about the carbon itself. Carbon itself, we certainly learn chutz l'zmanai, chutz makaymai, because they're both psul machshava. Third teretz, similar to the second teretz, is there's a difference between kotcha kotchim and kotchim kalim. By kotcha kotchim, we learned the halacha numerous times, as soon as you mekadish the carbon, it's subject to me'ila. So it doesn't make a difference. So it has a full level of kedusha to it. And therefore, there's no nafkamina between chutz l'zmanai and chutz makaymai. They travel together. Whereas, kotchim kalim, it's not subject to me'ila until you have the amrim. That's where you could differentiate between chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkaymai. Goes back to Gemara. Rameya goes back to the Gemara to the top of the Amid. Rameya, ma'ishna shachtav nimtzis treifa. Why is the halach that shachtav nimtzis treifa? The halach is like kiddush alechem. Why? That psula kagim shchita. Because that disqualification existed before the shchita. So if so, ask the Gemara, as we've been pointing out, or ma'ishna shachtav nimtzis balas mum. That the halach is kiddush alechem. Why? Isn't it a psul kadim shchita? So it should have the same halacha that like kiddush lechem. Answers the Gemara. It's referring to the mum of dukin shba'ayin. Dukin shba'ayin means cataracts. V'aliv de Rekiva that says that the psul of cataracts is not such a significant psul. Dama le'ala le'yerdu. That the halacha is that if an animal has that bal mum, you leave it on the mizbeach. Why is the psul of dukin shba'ayin considered a less significant mum than other mumim? Sharon gives two reasons. One reason is because it's not really noticeable. When somebody has a cataract, you can't see that mum. Another teretz is that there are different rules of mum by birds and by animals. But the halach is even if a bird is missing an aver, it's a bal mum. But if a bird has a cataract, it's not considered a bal mum. So we see that a cataract is a less serious mum, and therefore, cataract is different, and that's why the Rameya says, when it has that mum, kidei shalachem. Rabbi Shua, who says that even if it has the mum of cataracts, of dukin shaba'ayin, like kidei shalachem, but according to what we just said, why? Rabbi Shua, says Rabbi Shua to defend his opinion, ki amar b'kivim olu lo yardo, b'psula de gufei. He says that if an animal has cataracts, you shouldn't have brought it, but if you brought it, leave it on the Mizbeach. But here we're talking about being Mekadosh to Lechem. Avol Kedusha Lechem, to be able to be Mekadosh to Lechem, loy, that it doesn't have the ability to be Mekadosh, even though it has this minor mum. Itma, says the Gemara, Hachatos Shashach to Chutz L'Zmanoi. If somebody brought a carbon chatos with a Machshavos Chutz L'Zmanoi, I'm also loy teret. That's clear. We said it a few times today, that if you have a carbon that's pigle, if you put it on the Mizbeach, it remains there. Chutz l'mekaymai. But if you had a machshava chutz l'mekaymai, Rav amateirit, Rav amaloi teirit. Suggest the Gemara, what is the basis of the machloikus of Rav and Rabba? Rav ak Rabbi Yeshua. Rav holds like Rabbi Yeshua that learns chutz l'mekaymai from Balmum. And just like by Balmum, the halach is teirid, so too will be the halach by chutz l'mekaymai. Rav ak Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi will hold like Rabbi Lezer, who learns chutz l'mekaymai from chutz l'zmanoi. And just like by chutz l'zmanoi, the halacha is loy teired, so too chutz l'mekaymai. However, says the Gemara, based on the Gemara that we just learned a few moments ago, For Hadabe Rava, look up at the Rava. Rava ultimately conceded to Rava. Why? Because just like we found earlier in our shir, Mida Hadabe Rav Elezer Lagavid Rav Yeshua, just like Rav Elezer agreed to Rav Yeshua, that you're right, Rav Yeshua, the match of Chutzl M'Kaimai is a better match to Balmum than to Chutzl Zmanoi. Here too, it's a better match, and therefore, just like by Balmum, the Aloch is Im Ola Teirid, by Chutzl M'Kaimai Im Ola Teirid. V'yekid Amri, but there's a different version that says that Afakav the Hadabe Rav Elezer Lagavid Rav Yeshua, even though Rav Elezer agreed to Rav Yeshua, Rava Lagaba Rava Loi Hadabe. Rava didn't concede to Rava. Why? Because what was the basis, says the Gemara, of Rav Yeshua's overwhelming argument? Hasid the Kamalei, because Rav Yeshua said, what is the best match? The best match is Shloi L'Shma. And by Shloi L'Shma, we learned in the Mishnah, we started the Shia today, the Shloi L'Shma, like Kaddish Alechem. Aval Hacha, Ideant Le Mishloi L'Shma, we go back to the first Mishnah, Sefer Zvachim. What's the halacha was brought Shloi L'Shma? Im Olu Lo Teirid. And therefore, you want to learn Chutz L'Mekayim from Shloi L'Shma, go right ahead. By Shloi L'Shma, the halacha is Im Olu Lo Teirid. So how did Rishonim explain the machloikus of these two versions, of the machloikus of Rav and Rava? Did Rava concede or not? Very nice pshat, and we alluded to it earlier in the year. Where do we learn Chutz L'Mekayim from? Because at the beginning, on the top of the Amid, we really had two potential sources. One was to learn it from Balmum, one was learn it from Shloi L'Shma. The first version of Rav and Rava have learning it from Balmum. And by Balmum, the halacha taka is Emala Tairit. The second Ikad Amri, however, says that we learn it from Shloi L'Shma. By Shloi L'Shma, the halacha is Emala Loi Tairit. Based on that Gemara that we learned on top of Amid, we could understand these two Ikad Amris. We learned in the Mishnah, Shachta Shloi L'Shma. We learned in our Mishnah that if the animal was brought Shloi L'Shma by the Eil HaMaluim, by the Shnei Kivsi Atzeres, L'Kiddush Alechem. Next, Rav Papa, the following observation. Amar Papa, Shavak Tanei Didon Eil Nazir. There's another situation which could come up. The Eil Nazir, that we know with the Shalmei Nazir come along Lechem, that the same halacha applies. If the Shechita isn't done under certain circumstances properly, it affects the Kedusha halacha, the Kedusha of the Lechem, which is a situation that could come up constantly. The Nokat Elam Elohim prefers to speak, does Atana speak about the Elam Elohim, which Machlokes and the Mefarshim had to understand, according to some Mefarshim, was a one-time event. It was only happened once. When did it happen once? By the Mishkan, by the Shiv Shmei Elohim. Never again. Other Mefarshim say that that procedure that the Torah describes that happened during the Shiva Shmei HaMeluim happened every time a new Beis HaMikdash is inaugurated. But that also doesn't happen that often. It's a big nafkumina. When Mashiach comes and we have a new Beis HaMikdash, will we have to go through the Shiva Shmei HaMeluim? But again, it's not an everyday occurrence. So the Gemara's question is, why does the Tan of our Mishnah prefer to speak about the Eil HaMeluim and disregard discussing the Halach of Eil Nazir? Answer the Gemara, but Tan HaDidon Ikamel Sanakat. There are a number of ways of understanding the Gemara's teretz. One way of understanding is in line with something that we discussed in the previous year. The first thing, time something happens, it has a special significance. This was the first time there was a lechem by the Eil HaMeluim. And that's why the Mishnah focuses on it. One way of learning. Another way of learning is the Eil HaMeluim is a carbon seber. The Eil Nazir is a carbon yachid. When a person becomes a Nazir, he has to go through his procedure. The Tana prefers to speak about something that is a carbon tzibur versus a carbon yachid. A third way that I sort of mefarshim explained the Gemara is because since this was the first time ever that the lechem became kadosh, that serves as a source for all other situations. And that's why the Tana has to mention it. We know that there were nesachim that came along with most kabbanis, as we've also discussed. The Nesachim were made up of flour and oil and wine, and the ingredients actually dependent on which animal you brought. Says the Mishnah, HaNesachim Shekut Shebekeli, if Nesachim were put into Klisharis, Nimtza Zevach Pasol, and then it turns out that that carbon's Pasol, Im Yesh Zevach Acher Yekriv V'imai, if there's a different carbon to use those Nesachim for, fine, M'mlav, but if there isn't, Yifsu Belina, let them become Pasol by being left over overnight and become possible. Actually, I saw a very interesting psak halacha. There are those that say karbonis before mincha. There are also those that daven mincha late. So the halacha is that if somebody says karbonis before mincha, but he davens mincha late, he can't say karbonis, because you can't say karbonis at night, because you can't bring a carbon at night. But we've learned in our mesechta that nesachim can be brought at night. And therefore the halacha is that even according to some paiskim, touches on another shaila, but according to some paiskim, if you're davening mincha late and it's too late to say karbonis, the sachem you could still say. It really touches on a shaila about learning chumash at night, also because the Arizal had an issue with that. The mincha as well, the whole mincha. Omaziri says the Gemara, ein en sachem skachim el b'shechitas hazavach. The nesachem become kaddish only with the shechitas hazavach. My tama, what's the reason? So as soon as we learn this Mishnah, we have a very obvious question. As soon as we learn this Gemara, we have a very obvious question. Our Mishnah says, "Hanasachim shekachim bekeli." So it seems that when did the Nesachim become Kaddish, as we put in the Kli Sharis. Here it says, "Bishchitas hazavach." So how do we understand this? So there's a number of ways of understanding it. We'll say three terutzim. One terutz is, simple terutz. There are two types of nesachim. There are nesachim that come along with a carbon, and then we've learned that a person can be menadiv a carbon nesachim. Our Mishnah is talking about when somebody was menadiv a carbon nesachim with no carbon attached to it. So that becomes kaddish b'keli. The Gemara is talking about when the nesachim are accompanying a carbon, they only become carbon b'shechitas hazavach. One terutz. Rashi says that there's no disagreement. That our Mishnah and Ziri complement each other. It means from when you put into the keli until you complete the shechita. Taisa says a different teretz. Taisa says there are really two concepts when we speak about kedushas nesachim. One is that it receives a kedusha, and another is that you can't use it for another carbon. Our Mishnah is talking about the kedusha that it receives. So as soon as you put it into the kli sharis, it gets the kedusha. But the halacha that it can't be transferred for another carbon is only after the shechita. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we just learned in our Mishnah, and the Sachem Shekach Bekeli, the Nimtzah Zevach Pasol, Im Yeshevach Acher, if there's another carbon, Yikavu Imai, it should be brought along with that carbon. Vimlav, Yifsu Molina. My lav, what is the case of our Mishnah? It seems, Divsula B'Shechita. But ask the Gemara, if it became Pasol by the Shechita, so then, why is the halacha that you could still use it? That's not what happened here. Loi, difsul bezrika. It only became possible by the zrika, and that's why it had the kedusha. Command. Whose opinion is that fallow? Rebbe. Because we learned the opinion of Rebbe on Daf Mem Zayin. Dama shnei dvarim matirim. Malam zeh b'loi zeh. You could have the kedusha either through the shechita or through the zrika. Sazmar, not necessarily. A field tamer b'loz Reb Shimon. Even Rav Elazar Reb Shimon that says you have to have both the shechita and the zvicha, hachem ha'iskinen, kigon shekibol davim b'kais. What happens like this? You did the shechita properly, and then you did everything else properly, and you already have the blood in the cup, and then the last second v'nishbach, the blood gets spilled out. Rav Elazar Reb Shimon sarvelai kavasei davur. Rav Elazar Reb Shimon agrees with his father. And therefore, since it was ready to be Nizrak, the halacha looks at it like it was Nizrak, and that's why the Zvachim become Kaddish according to everybody. Even if you hold that you need the Zrika to make it Kaddish. I saw a fantastic Chassam Seifer. He says that we have in Shas a concept that we find two concepts that are very similar. We have the Gemara that we'd learn it now, we've learned it many times. Kalayim Elizar Kazarik Dami. There's a concept called Kalayim Elikotz, it's Kikotz Dami. Something that's about to be cut, the halacha looks at it as if it's cut. So the Chassam Seifer discusses the following shaila. He says, someone is supposed to take a haircut. He decided he's taking a haircut today. And then, Rachman al-Tzlan, he becomes an oval. An oval's not allowed to take a haircut. But he had already decided to take a haircut. So the halacha is Kalayim Elikotz, Kikotz Dami. So that hair is viewed as if it's detached from his head. So if the hair is viewed as it's detached from his head, it should be chatzitza by tefillin. That's the shaila that Chassam Seifer asks. So Ksamsaifa quotes a Taisvis. Taisvis says, if there's a concept of Kol Oibin Lizar Kizaruk Dami, so what did our Gemara say? That when do we say Kol Oibin Lizar Kizaruk Dami? If it's spilled out at the last second. You already had it in the cup. And the Gemara says, V'nishbech HaKais, the cup spilled out. Why do you have to wait for the last moment? Why don't we say already by the Shechita, Kol Oibin Lizar Kizaruk Dami? If there's such a concept in Halacha. Says Taisvis, we only say the concept of Kol Oibin Lizar Kizaruk Dami, says Taisvis, when there's nothing that has to be done besides the Zrika. But if you have to do other acts and then apply the concept of Kol Oibin Lizar Kizaruk Dami, you can't do that. So he says the same thing here. You want to say Kol Oibin Lizar Kizaruk Dami, then when there's nothing else standing in the way. But if you have something standing in the way that it became an oval, then you can't say Kol Oibin Lizar Kizaruk Dami. Says the Gemara, Amamar, Im Yeh Zevach Acher, if something happened to the carbon, and you have these Nesachim, if there's a different carbon available, Yikrevu Imay. Just an interesting point, nothing to do with Shana the Gemara. The Gemara uses the words Amamar. The rule throughout Shas is that the Gemara uses the words Amamar when the Gemara is analyzing a Braisa that was brought into the Gemara, a tangential Braisa. This isn't a tangential Braisa. The Gemara is quoting the Mishnah. So why does the Gemara introduce this with the Amamar? So Mefarshim say, because the subject of our Perek is not Nesachim. The subject of our Perek is Karban Taida. So even though the Gemara is analyzing a line of the Mishnah, but the entire Mishnah, so to speak, is a little out of place. And that's why the words Amamar can be used here. Amamar. Im Yeh Zevach Acher, if there's another Karban available, Yikrevu Imay. Ask the Gemara, Vamar Rav Chisda, has Rav Chisda taught us, Shemin Shefrishul Shemincha Zeh. If oil was designated for one carbon mincha, and then, for whatever reason, can't be used for that mincha, the halacha is, Pasul Shemincha Cheres. It can't be used for different mincha. So why isn't the halacha, ask the Gemara, the same by the Nesachim? If they were designated for one carbon, they should not be allowed to use for another carbon. Amr Rav Yonai, lay bez the masna layim. There's a tanai bezdin, im hutzuchu, hutzuchu. If they're needed for this carbon, they should be used for that carbon. Vim lav, yehei lezevach acher. They should be used for a different carbon. So just to speak about lay bez the masna for a moment. First of all, the Farshim will say, the lay bez the masna doesn't mean that you have to say it. It works automatically. In fact, that's why it says lay bez the masna. Why does the Gemara use tonight? Does it tonight bezden? Because the Gemara is trying to teach us that you just need the lev. Bezden by itself has that ability to make the tonight. That's number one. Number two, the Befarshim all suggest that lay bez the masna we could only use for carbon tzibur. Can't say lay bez the masna by carbon yachid. And number three, the Mefarshim say, the lay bez the masna doesn't work retroactively. Because if it were to work retroactively, you have a problem with breira. By the rice we say, in breira, it works that bez the makes it tonight, that something should happen, it could be, that the kedusha could be transferred. Im hutzuchu hutzuchu, bim lav, yehele zevach acher. Ask the Gemara, yehachi shavanami. So why don't you say the same thing on the oil, the bez that should make a tanai, that if it can't be used for the carbon that was designated, it should be used for another carbon. Answers the Gemara, Shem and Gufa the Mincha. The Shem is part of the Mincha. We don't make tanayim about something which is an actual part of the Mincha. Ask the Gemara, why not? If bez that has the ability to make a tanai, they should be able to make a tanai even to that degree. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Conceptually, Bezdin would be able to make such a tanai. Gzeira shem yomru, mitzimikli sharis l'chol. There's a gzeira that people will see that this shemen was designated for this carbon. It was already in a kli sharis, and now you're using it for something else. People will think that once it already had a kedusha saguf, it could be used for something else, which we know is not true. Says the Gemara, if that's a legitimate concern, so why don't we say the same thing on the Nesachim? Hashti nami, why don't we make a gzeira, shemi yoimru nechosim shafrishin l'shiv zevach zeh, that if Nesachim were designated for one carbon, ksherim l'shiv zevach acher, they could be used for a different carbon? Answers the Gemara, hatani matasya ben Yehuda, kagon shei zevach zevuch b'ashashah. It's referring to a situation where the other carbon is right here. And therefore, nobody will notice that you took it to a different carbon because nobody knows which carbon it was designated for. Makes the Gemara the point. So now we're saying a new condition. That if Nesachim were designated for a carbon and something happens to that carbon, you could use the Nesachim for another carbon. It's only if you have the other carbon available right there to put the Nesachim with them. If you don't have such a scenario, my, what will be the halacha? Nifsal. Then they can't be used. So ask the Gemara, so that let's read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, lift never listen to the door. The Mishnah said that if not, you should leave it over. Why didn't the Mishnah add this important condition? When is the halacha that if you have another carbon, you could use those nesachim for that other carbon? Only when you have that other carbon available to you. But if you don't have another carbon available to you, loy, then you shouldn't be able to use it. That important condition is missing from our Mishnah. And so tomorrow, that's not missing. On the contrary, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Hachinami kama. Bemadvar amurim, when is the halacha that if something happened to the carbon, you could use these nesachim for another carbon? Bemadvar amurim, shayyazavach zavuach baisasha, when you had another carbon available to you. Aval ein zavach zavuach baisasha, if you don't have another carbon available to you. Nasu, the nesachim are treated as if they were left overnight, that they are psula. Ask the Gemara, so the basis of the Nesachim being able to use for another carbon is all based on Lei Bez Demasna. Ask the Gemara, Miesle Rav Shimon, Lei Bez Demasna, does he subscribe to the concept of Lei Bez Demasna? V'omer Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Yochanan, Tamidim Shehut Zuchel Tzibur. Let's talk about this for a moment. We know that every year, every Jew, every male Jew, had to give a machzis shekel. And from those machzis shekels, they brought the carbon tamid. We also know what halacha is, that they had a barn where they kept six animals always available, because every animal had to be kept for 4 days for inspection that it's fine. Now, Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes. There's a real problem. Why is there a problem, Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Because on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to use the new Machzis HaShekel. But we have always all these animals in the barn. Those animals in the barn were from last year's Machzis HaShekel. You can't use last year's Machzis HaShekel for this year. So what do? Says the Gemara, that's Posh Pshat in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, why don't we just make a Lei Bez Demasna that it should work? The Sheet of Mekubetzis quotes the very famous Sar Mikutzi, the Count of Kutzi, that asks the Kasha. What's the whole problem here? That we bought the new Tamidim with the new money, with the old money, and now the new year comes, you can't use them. So he says, why do you have to do it? Why don't you just take it and take it on credit? Don't pay for it. Just take those animals, put them into the barn for inspection, but don't be mekadesh them until Rosh Chodesh comes and use new money to buy them. So there are two terutzim. Some say, because it is kasha, that's not the case of this Gemara. They say the case that the Gemara is referring to is a much simpler case. Everybody's looking for a deal. And Hegdish got a deal. They got a deal that they could buy a lot of animals that they will need in the Beis HaMikdash. And now the year is ending, Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes, and they have leftover animals. And they can't use those animals because they were bought with last year's Machzis HaShekel. And therefore the Gemara is asking, Lei Bez Demasna. Others answer the Sar Mikutzi's Kasha by saying that you not only must the animals be put into the barn, but you have to be Mekadesh the animals before you put them into the barn. You have to, and therefore, the option of putting them on loan or buying them on credit all isn't a real option. The Gemara is saying, we have a new option. Why don't we say Lei Bez Demasna? So again, Tamidim Shlo Yochet Tzuchlo Tzibur, L'Divrei Rishimim Ein Niftin Tamimim. L'Divrei Chachamim Niftin Tamimim. Why do you have to have a problem? Why don't we just say Lei Bez Demasna? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosom. There you have an opportunity. This is like the Canterbury. which means the Mefarshim explain as follows. If it's carbon oila, the halacha is that you could always bring it for oilas ketzim mizbeach. You can't bring it for the carbon tamid, but you could bring it for a regular carbon oila when you have no other carbon oils available. If it's another type of carbon, it could always be left to pasture until it becomes a balmum, and once it becomes a balmum, everybody agrees it could be redeemed. Here, by the Nesachim, however, we have no such option. So what the Gemara is saying, we try to avoid using the concept of lay bez de masna unless we have no other option. So by the Nesachim that we've been discussing, there is no other option, so we employ the concept of lay bez de masna. There, where we have the eights of Riyah, or Ketzim Mizbeach, we don't rely on lay bez de masna. Continues the Mishnah. Vlad Taida. A Taida could come from a Nekeva. And since a Taida could come from a female could have a baby. So as the Mefarshim point out, the Rishonim say this, if when you were Mekadish the female, it was already pregnant, then its fetus is also considered a carbon Taida. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation that when you were Mekadish the Nekeva, it wasn't yet pregnant. It only became pregnant after you were Mekadish it. Or Tumurasa, we know the Torah says, Loya Merenu. You're not supposed to substitute one carbon for the second carbon. But the Torah Kedosha says, V'mhamma yomer oisai, if you do so, v'ayahu usmarasa yekaidish. Or, hefrish taida v'avda. You designate an animal for being carbon taida and it gets lost. And then, v'hefrish acheres tachta, and you bring a second one, and now you have both in front of you, but you're only obligated to bring one, and a tuna lechem. The second one that you'll bring should be doesn't require to have the lechem. Shenema, because the Torah HaKadosh says, V'hikra al-zevaz ha-toida tuna lechem, the regular carbon toida requires lechem, v'loi v'loda v'loi chalufa v'loi tumarasai tunum lechem. Tana, Rabbanan, Ma'u oimer, toida yakrif. Why does the Torah use the word toida yakrif? Why does the Torah add this word yakrif? Menayin, explains the Braisa. L'mafrish toidasa. If somebody designated carbon toida for avda, v'ifrish acheres tachtea, v'nimtzis harishoina, v'reishtein oimlis, now you have two carbon toidas, menayin she'ezmen she'yitzu yakrif, that whichever one of the two you want is the carbon you should bring, v'lachma ima, and the bread that you designated for this carbon toida should be brought along, tamaloima toida yakrif. Yochel, when I'm bringing the second carbon, yochel sh'tei sh'iniyah tuna lechem, that the second carbon should require lechem as well. Tamaloimer yakrivena. Echod v'loishnaim. Only one requires lechem, not two. Ask the Braisa further. Achash ribid akosif, umayit. Sometimes lechem is required, sometimes not. Menayin l'rabbis v'lodos v'chalifas v'tmuris l'krova. That all of these cases are considered a carbon toida and should be brought in mizbeach. Tamaloimer im al toida. Yochel, that if we bring them as a carbon toida, yetunas lechem, the halacha should be that they should require lechem, as is typically the case by a carbon toima, tamaloima, v'hekrav azevach ha-toida. Ha-toida tuna lechem, only a regular carbon toida requires lechem, v'loi v'lada v'loi chlufa, v'loi t'mrosai tunam lechem.